Okay, let's do now from the holy letters. Everything. Okay, this is volume 4, and this is dated on the 9th day of Shavat in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph. This is letter number 892. Okay, so this is letter number 892, and this is dated on the 9th day of Shavat in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph. This is 1951 in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending this to the Rav Chosi Shelekim Nechunoyim Hatomim Moihariyaz. This is looks like Posner. This is Rabbi Posner. I'm thinking Zalman Posner. This is Zalman Posner. He passed away just recently, actually, not too long ago. He was a very very famous speaker and author, and he was in the beginning years one that was at the forefront speaking at all public gatherings, engagements, you know, to college students, etc., and other audiences. That's a relative of his. Yeah, that's really? St. Posner Feldman. That would be his uncle.
Wow.
Reb Shalom Posner lived, it was an older chassid, he was in Pittsburgh, and he had several sons, and Zalman Posner was one of his sons, and then there was also this Rabbi Posner's father in who lived in Bar Park, and as well as other Posners who were all, because they're all bright and successful, some of them in Bar Park, and some of them different, yeah. So now, he says to him like this, so he writes him Shalom Uvracha, and the Rebbe is giving him an answer to his letters that he wrote on for Thursday in the portion of Eira and Friday Erev Shabbos Kodesh Boy. So the Rebbe says, first the Rebbe is thanking him for the good news from the betterment, the health of Mrs. name is blotted out of here. May she live. And I am sure that you will continue to notify that her situation is getting better until she will be completely and totally healthy. Rebbe said, I was very pleased to hear that they invited him and that he is traveling to the city of Louisville. He was at Louisville, I guess, that's in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah, but
Louisville.
Yeah, they make the
name. It says Louisville.
So Louisville.
It's called Louisville.
Oh, but it's with an S, with a right?
Yeah, yeah. They don't pronounce it. French.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they invited him to Louisville to speak, Kentucky. Right?
Right.
And certainly, the Rebbe says you're going to utilize this this opportunity to spreading out the idea to that now. That even with more force than all times that were till now in America, it is impossible at all to be spiritually a healthy soul, and automatically it affects also the body, without having a strong foundation in religion, especially the youth that still has to find their way in life. You need to emphasize, spread the idea that it's religion is a very important part of a stable and health for the soul and for the body. The Rebbe says to him, it would be great if you would write down your speeches, these speeches that besides that you can use it in other times, others might benefit from those what you write down. And then, again, like I said, he was a translator, he was a prolific writer, he served as a very special great rabbi for many years. Perhaps the Rebbe says you can bring the Merkaz L'Inyan HaChinuch in the list of the organization that the Federation of your where you live should support. And perhaps you can also combine Mr. Bubis Sheyichia. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that if you put an effort in, it doesn't go empty-handed. There's a quote, Chazok Donichez Rekom, as the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arayin Kaporos Mishkova Yidua, the known saying with a blessing, the Rebbe answered the blessing.